Hey everyone, welcome back to Bit by Bit Dev. In the last video, we learned what FPS is and even built our own FPS counter in Java. But today, I want to talk about something that's even more important than FPS. It's a concept that every game developer needs to understand, whether you're using Java, LibGDX, Unity, Unreal Engine, or any other game engine. That concept is delta time. Imagine you've just finished making your first game. You run it on your laptop, and everything looks perfect. The player moves smoothly, the controls feel responsive, and you're really happy with the result. Then you send the game to your friend. They open it on their gaming PC, and suddenly the player is moving incredibly fast. The character is almost impossible to control. Now you're confused because you both are running the exact same game with the exact same code. So why is it behaving differently? Most beginners write movement code like this. Player X plus equals 5. At first glance, this looks completely fine. Every time the game updates, we're simply moving the player by 5 pixels. The game works, so it feels like there's nothing wrong with this code. But the problem is hidden in one small detail. We're moving the player every frame, not every second. Let's imagine two different computers. The first computer is an old laptop that runs the game at 30 FPS. Since the player moves 5 pixels every frame, in 1 second the player moves 30 by 5, which equals 150 pixels. Now let's look at the second computer. It's a powerful gaming PC running the game at 120 FPS. The code is exactly the same, but now the game updates 120 times every second. That means the player moves 120 by 5, which equals 600 pixels in 1 second. Did you notice the problem? The player is now moving 4 times faster, even though we never changed the code. The reason is actually very simple. Every game has something called a game loop. This loop keeps running continuously while the game is open. First, it updates everything in the game, like the player's position, enemy movement, and collisions. Then it draws everything on the screen. After that, it repeats the process again and again. Every time the update function runs, our player moves by 5 pixels. So if the game updates more times every second, the player moves more times every second. That's why games running at higher FPS make the player move faster when we use frame-based movement. Instead of asking, how many frames have passed? Professional games ask a much better question, how much time has passed? That small difference changes everything. The amount of time between the previous frame and the current frame is called delta time. It's simply a small number that tells us how much time has passed since the last update. Instead of writing this, player X plus equals 5, we write something like this. Player X plus equals speed asterisk delta time. Now let's say our player's speed is 200 pixels per second. If the game is running at 60 FPS, the delta time is about 0.016 seconds. So the player moves around 3.2 pixels during that frame. Now imagine the game starts running at 120 FPS. Since the game is updating more often, the delta time becomes smaller, about 0.008 seconds. This time the player only moves about 1.6 pixels during each frame. First, that sounds like the player is moving slower. But remember, the game is updating twice as many times every second. So even though the player moves a shorter distance every frame, the total distance covered in 1 second stays exactly the same. That's why delta time keeps movement smooth and consistent on every computer. Think about driving a car. When someone asks how fast you're driving, you don't say, I'm moving 5 meters every camera frame. That wouldn't make any sense. Instead, you say, I'm driving at 60 kilometers per hour. In the real world, movement is measured using time, not frames. Games should work exactly the same way. Delta time allows us to measure movement in pixels per second instead of pixels per frame. If you're using LibGDX, the good news is that you don't have to calculate delta time yourself. LibGDX already does it for you. All you have to do is multiply your speed by the value returned from gdx.graphics.getDeltaTime. This makes it very easy to write movement code that works correctly on every computer. So today we learned why moving objects by a fixed number of pixels every frame is a bad idea. We saw how FPS affects movement speed and why games behave differently on different hardware. Most importantly, we learned how delta time solves this problem by making movement based on time instead of frames. If you're serious about learning game development, this is one of the most important concepts you'll ever learn because you'll use it in almost every game you build. In the next video, we'll create a proper game loop from scratch and see how delta time fits into a real game engine. If you enjoyed this video, don't forget to like it, subscribe to Bit by Bit Dev, and share it with someone who's learning game development. Until next time, keep learning, keep building, one bit at a time.